We must recognize Israel's achievements under difficult circumstances, even as we strive in a positive way to help Israel continue to improve its relations with its Arab populations, but we must not permit criticisms for improvement to stigmatize Israel. Further, he said, as I would have noted at Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but which is appropriate at any time of the year, I offer an al-chait for any words or deeds of mine that may have done so. Who is this person that made such a statement? To say al-chait, this special tefillah, this heartfelt prayer? Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter, the man, former president, who wrote the book Palestine Peace Not Apartheid, in which numerous Jews were outraged with the words that were found within, for some reason has a completely different tune. He is completely changed. Is it sincere? Or perhaps because of Jason Carter, an Atlanta area lawyer, is considering to run and to fill a state senate seat covering the suburban DeKalb County. And perhaps it's only because of the need of Jewish votes that Jimmy Carter has now clapped Al-Chet. I believe the answer to the true motivations of politicians is found perhaps by one of the greatest politicians in the Torah, in this week's Parsha, in Parshas Vayigash. We find perhaps the most dramatic scene in which Yosef finally reveals himself to his brothers and says, Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avichai, is my father still alive? And then ultimately, he continues and provides for his brothers such wonderful things. Mituv Mitzrayim, the very best that Egypt has to offer. What exactly was this Mituv Mitzrayim? What did he give that was so special, that was so great? On this, the Gemara in Megillah tells us, Shishalach lo yayin yashan. Now what did he give to his father, to Yaakov? Old wine. Shedas sekenim nochehimenu. When it comes to old people, those who have advanced in years, those people love old wine. What exactly is Yosef doing? He's trying to give his father alcohol? What exactly does this mean? That once a person is older, that they develop a taste for wine? It seems to be an insult that to give such a great person, the Yaakov Avinu, to give him alcohol, as though he needs to drown away his sorrows. What exactly is the true motivation of Yosef HaTzadik? It's very fascinating that when Yosef finally reveals himself, and ultimately, he goes and sends this message to his brothers. The Pasuk tells us in Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Lamed, V'yomer Yisrael el Yosef Amusa Poam, Achrei Ro'osias Panecha, Ki Od Chachai. His father was so happy when they were reunited, and he said, now I know that you are alive. Amusa Palam, I have the right, the ability to die. Now that I've seen your face, Ki Od Chachai. On this, the Or HaChaim asks the question. The Or HaChaim wonders, Hadavar Muvan, this makes no sense. Gam Sarach Ladas, we need to understand this better. Lomolo Amr Yaakov Cain. Why didn't Yaakov make this statement, not now when he finally gazes upon his son Yosef, but rather, Kishibasruhu Achim, when the brothers revealed, Ki Yosef Chai, that Yosef was alive, Umatsinu Shehemin, and we find that Yaakov believed them, Kishroha Golois, when he saw the wagons, Vatachi Ruach, and the spirits went back into Yaakov. Umadavar Chodeshra, what exactly did he see that was so unique? What did he see that was so unusual? The Or HaChaim says that it may be true that Yaakov knew that his son was physically alive, Avladayin Libu Davoy, but he was still concerned with Sad Hayusu Ben Hanochrim. Yosef was in the most physical, materialistic world, the most difficult place to be able to retain one's spiritual identity. And therefore, says the Or HaChaim, although he knew that he was alive, but to be in a place, Ubeprat Tumas Mitzrayim, a place which is filled with impurity, what would be with my son? And could you imagine that Yaakov Avinu hears that his son is alive and he finds out that his son is a viceroy? It would be comparable to knowing that your child is the vice president over with Barack Obama. So on one hand, you're happy your son's alive, but if he's going to be living with Paro in a corrupt society, it stands to reason that his child has thrown away everything of his upbringing, that he has completely changed. And therefore, this is the reason, says the Or HaChaim, that only once he saw his son, and he was able to see that he retained his spiritual beliefs, that he did not change, not even to the slightest bit, that was ki oid chachai. Not that you're physically alive, but you're spiritually alive as well. And this is the message that Yosef tried to convey to his father. He gave him old wine. Why is that the best thing to give Yaakov Avinu? And why is it such a good thing to give Das Kanim, people who are older? It's because we live in a world where all things physical depreciate. That you buy a car and it's a certain amount of money, and the second you drive out of the parking lot, it loses its book value. Every single thing depreciates until finally it hits a certain residual value until it's worthless. In the physical world, things do not improve, with one exception: wine. The older wine is, the better it tastes, the higher quality it is. And therefore Yosef was giving this old wine, an older person who lives in a society that we watch Hollywood and movies, and as soon as a person is 30 years old, they're over the hill. You could end up feeling that you are a physical person, and that as you get older, you do not improve. Giving someone old wine gives the Zakenim the message that I am not living in a physical world. I am connected to that which is ruchnis, to that which is spiritual. For just like old wine, which is the only physical thing that improves, so too in our spiritual growth, as one continues, we grow and we become greater people. This was the message that Yosef was telling his father. that although I live in the most physical environment of Mitzrayim, I never lost sight of what is really Metuv Mitzrayim, the most important, real goodness, that I'm still the same Yosef HaTzadik as before. I value Torah, I value spirituality. It's very interesting. Now, what did Yosef give to his father to be able to prove, in fact, definitively, that he was alive? So on this, the Torah tells us that he brought a golos, that there were these wagons, and as soon as Yaakov saw those wagons, he knew 100% that his son was alive. What's the significance of a golos? On this, Rashi tells us a play on words. A golos is similar to an egla arufa, which is referring to the calf. In the event of a murder, a homicide, that we don't know who was the person who committed the crime, it's necessary to measure. And the city which is closest, that is the city that is engaged in this ceremony of the egla arufa. Says Rashi, V'yaras ha'golos, what is the symbolism of him seeing these wagons? Simon Masar lahem, Yosef gave over a sign. B'ma haya osek, kishepiresh mimenu b'parshas egla arufa. What was the thing that they were studying right before Yosef was sold into slavery? These laws of egla arufa. And the reason why he was taught these lessons is because Yaakov knew that his son Yosef was destined to stardom, that he eventually would be a leader, he'd be a ruler of the country or possibly the whole world. He knew this based on his son's dreams. And therefore, when it came to this message, Yaakov wanted to instill to Yosef the understanding of the sensitivity of the human life. That when it comes to being an effective leader, it's thinking and caring about another person. And to not allow homicide, violent crimes to occur within one's community, within one's country. And the greatness of Yosef was he sent back those wagons. And it wasn't just to show that he was alive, but rather he was showing his father that I did not deviate, I did not change from the messages and the lessons that you've taught me throughout my entire life. And those wagons, they remind me continuously of the egla arufa and thinking about what it's like to be an effective leader. Yosef is teaching us the greatness is that he never changed. And this is the famous Rashi in Parsha Shemos, when it says, Yosef hayu b'Mitzrayim, that Yosef was in Egypt. Do we not know, obviously, that he was in Mitzrayim? Elul hadichal tzidkasu shel Yosef. It shows the greatness of Yosef HaTzadik. Who Yosef Haroyah son Aviv, he was the Yosef that was the shepherd. Who Yosef Shahayim in Mitzrayim, he was the Yosef in Mitzrayim. V'nasa Melech, he was a leader. The Oymid B'Sidkoi, he remained steadfast in his righteousness. The greatness of Yosef is the message of what a leader is. To remain in one way, to not lose sight, and not to have an ulterior motive and an agenda to change your philosophies and beliefs just because it's easy or convenient, or because you want something or someone's vote. This is the mission in Perkei Avos, Habizihirin Bereshus, that we must be careful of rulers. Shein mikarvin lul adam el l'tzarech atzman, They only befriend someone when it's their own benefit. Nirin ko'ahavin b'shas hanoson. They give the impression that they're your friend and that they love you, but it's only when it benefits them. In oimdin l'adam b'shas tachokai, that they do not stand by someone in his time of need. I'm not here to speak about the past president, about President Carter, but it certainly is difficult for someone to simply clap al chet, for a person to have dedicated and devoted so much time in this book, a book which clearly shows his lack of allegiance and connection to Israel as a Jewish state. For him to turn around and to gently take a fist and to clap al chet is simply not enough. May we learn from Yosef HaTzadik to learn what it is to be a true leader. And no matter where we are in life, just like the old wine, to truly realize the greatness and the importance of our spiritual development.